About the zeros,
but I just learned something today from the good old Mandalorian. You know who the main actor,
yeah,
is? Do you know what other shows he's been on?
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I did. Thank not you, know Aiden. That
was very helpful.
I did not know that. Except now, semi spoiler, since they're getting more into more hand to hand,
right,
stuff, it's starting to show. Because I'm like, hold on,
that. Wait, that?
Sorry, yeah. What are you guys talking about?
The new episode I've already watched. So
he's seen similar movies.
Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
Yeah. So, and
I'm in the dark.
More into hand-to-hand.
Yeah,
So am I.
I've only seen
I watched it about an hour ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
to get into the mood.
It's such a good warm-up. It really is.
Oh, yeah. No, 100% it is. I am envious of your time, my friend.
And I love it because it has a very similar flavor to our campaign.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
I find that anyways.
Yes. He's not necessarily the good guy.
Hopefully one will help prop up the other. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of We Shot First. We are in the middle of season 3. And I got to say, for a very slow build-up, the story is going to take a little tip of the iceberg and start running and gunning. When we last left our heroes, or should I say mercenary, Merrick, played by Ryan Messina, is in the house tonight.
Hello.
You went it alone.
I did.
Now, we have mentioned that my son used to play with us at age 15, 5 years ago, when we were playing Star Wars with Rob and these two guys in the basement. Remember that? So he has not watched this.
How could I ever forget?
He has not watched this show. And he started asking questions. Is Ryan still playing Merrick? Yep. Does he have battle armor still? Well, he took some off a Wookiee. That would have been a good fight. No. Actually, it went really fast. So then I explained how your feats where you can spray cones of auto fire and stuff is just dominating the game and all this stuff, right? And I said, you know, you're 20 and you got a smoothie. Like, would you like to do a cameo? The guys would probably get a big kick of you playing an NPC, you know, for a couple nights. And he's like, I don't know, you know, let me think about it. And then an hour later, he's like, do you remember my Jedi? And I'm like, you one that had that broken crystal so the lightsaber looked like it was wavering and fuzzy? We made fun of your fuzzy lightsaber. And he's like, yeah, yeah. The one that walked around just out of the gate using force lightning. And he's like, do you remember that, Dad? How all it cost me was one dark side point and I could annihilate an entire room of people. It seemed like a fair trade to me. I'm like, yeah, well, in this campaign, son, you know, they don't grow back.
There is no redemption.
Yes, there might be a fuzzy brooding apprentice for Draco in your future. Who knows? Maybe he'll warm up to the guy himself. We'll see. Anyway, tonight, we have a relatively full house. We've got Matt Witt playing Rahal, Aiden Willems playing Poser, Ryan Messina playing Merrick, and of course my standby guy, Joe, who's pissy about the rules but loves Star Wars. Joe Gibson is in the house, barreling right into, here we are at episode, season 3, episode 24. It usually takes us 35 to 45 episodes of any show we do to cap a season. I want to do it in 30. I'm telling you, we better have this wrapped up in 6 episodes. This book.
It's all on you, man. Yeah. It's all on you.
Oh, no. It's all on time. I want you guys to be decisive in your battles. You know, we got to know the rules because it's if the battles go slow, you know, like I was looking at the last week and Ryan and I had a very casual battle. I mean, we were talking and Joe, and it's just like there was no tension. it was a romp. I like the feel. Like it was a nice, different battle. I'm not dissing Messina how it went down, but I was just kind of thinking forward, and it's like, let's rev it up. So, without further ado, Merrick,
yeah,
the playing field has been cleared.
Excellent.
and you land, I'm assuming. Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And behind you, mm-hmm. right, you see the turbo lift doors go ding, but not to open, to close. Right? And you spin around, and you see this guy that looks like the love child of Howard Stern and Axel, the bus driver from The Simpsons.
So, like, Howard Stern.
Yeah. I just didn't want to give him all the credit.
Okay, no.
This Howard Stern-looking lanky dude, right, looking at you, gobsmacked, mm-hmm. and you would think he would let the doors close and run away, but no, he slaps the button, and he comes out, and he starts waving his arms for you like he doesn't want you to fly off or shoot him or whatever. He puts his hands up, right?
Who are you?
And he says, haven't done this voice in a while. Whoa, dude! That was so awesome! Man, I haven't seen two droids go down so fast since I had to sell my R4 unit! Wow, man, that's so awesome! Hey, have you ever thought about doing infomercials on the holodeck?
No.
Oh, easy credits, man, easy money. I could make you a star on the holodeck in, like, one galactic cycle. I'm telling you. Here. And he pulls out a data pad. And he holds it up for you. If you've got like an empty chip or whatever, you can, you know, tap it like a card and take his information.
All right.
Right? Yeah. Anyway, everything you need to know about me and my new business is right on that card. You know, the type of, and he just starts rambling about a whole bunch of technical, commercial, hollow stuff that's kind of over your head.
Okay.
Anyway, and he just starts walking backwards towards the, you know, still talking, doing a sales pitch, walking backwards, giving you the fingers gun, you know, you're awesome people, I told you, have your people call my people, bye, and the doors just close and he's gone.
That was a very strange man.
And you're left with this little data stick that you can hang on to or, you know, do whatever. And then, crackle, crackle, over the comm, a familiar voice summons you.
Hey, big guy, we need you.
Yes, I am just wrapping up business here, meeting informant.
Right, how'd that go?
They're all dead.
So, dead?
Dead.
Oh, I ain't got time for this. Get your butt over here, big guy.
I just got new two droids, so I want them. I have idea. Where are you?
Let's rendezvous at, what was the,
No, this is the call where you're at the casino. Wife's bleeding out, and you're like, man, get in over here.
Yeah, okay.
That's where I'm lining up the time here.
Okay. Now, we got an urgent situation here, man. I need an immediate exfil.
I will be there momentarily.
All right, we'll haul out.
Okay. Three hours later, Merrick shows up with like a sack with droid parts and maybe even a human appendage still stuck to the armor. And it looks like the hand's been scored, like he's tried to cut the guy out of the armor or the helmet or something. Just like a Santa sack full of gore and parts.
No, okay. Here's a quick thing I think I want to do to facilitate that. So we have a bunch of empty crates around here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Could I take one, dump out its contents, if it's not valuable contents, if I open it up and it's platinum, I'll take that instead. But dump one of the containers over the edge,
mm-hmm.
stuff in two droids, what's remaining of the chassis.
Okay.
Is there a one of those like pump carts?
Yeah, yeah, like the little hollow sled, right? Yeah. Give it some juice and it lifts like 6 inches off the ground, little repulsor thing.
All right, perfect. Load up, pump cart, over to the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Me and the pump cart and the crate go in. Go down to the main deck.
Okay.
And then when I get back to like the main stay of what I would like to do is see if there's somebody around that I could give credits to deliver this package to our ship.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Seems it's a bit of a port. Shouldn't be too hard to arrange.
Oh, it's Christmas time. You just throw a couple credits at any street urchin, you know. Buy the biggest Christmas goose droid and throw a dead by ship with this. You know,
I find the not tiny, tiny Tim. and arrange for this package to get delivered to the ship.
Happy Earth Day! How can I be of service?
It's a life festival, you mean?
Oh, that's brilliant. There you go. This urchin, you know, scraggy looking guy with kind of a Fu Manchu.
One singular droid leg.
Yeah.
He's, or cybernetic leg.
He's a near human, so for some reason, even at like 8, he has facial hair. You know, advanced species, right?
How can I help you, Governor?
He's got like a prosthetic leg, but a real foot somehow.
I am in need of service. I need this package delivered.
Post hastily, sir. Post hastily. That'll be 50 credits, please.
Yeah, 60.
He pulls out a brand new, probably stolen, top-of-the-line datapad, though, from under his tunic. Holds it up for you to do the transaction.
Swipe.
Okay. There seems to be a problem. He starts apologizing because it yanks 500.
Terribly sorry, mister. I swear I'll refund that as soon as possible, sir. Cheerio!
And he just freaking bolts with the skiff gone. I'm sure he'll refund 450 credits, yeah. Would you take 500 credits off your character sheet, please?
Sure.
And Matt, you get a force point for awesome DMQ. That was not rehearsed. Not only taking my DMQs at top notch, And well, I should take it away though, because like when I was, we talked about like Merrick and the phone call, and I cue you for that phone call, and you totally lost the timeline. So I don't know. One cancels another out. Now, quick shout out to our very first patron, a Star Wars patron. As always, Coop is always in the audience. This guy, every Friday night, he's our guy.
He's the mega fan.
He's a mega fan, right? But tonight, a rare appearance from our first patron, Doug Baldwin, is in the house tonight, live. I can see him there in the chat. And he had a question. He was talking about Poser. So I want to clear something up with Aiden real quick. Otherwise, I will completely forget. So as the scene pulls out from this urchin dancing and going around an alley and just like getting mobbed by his old urchin buddies and they head off to the casino, which is where you're going anyway, dumping the crate in the corner somewhere, you know, maybe it'll make it to your ship, maybe not. You know, something crawls out of it half alive. Kill me! You know, who knows? Light side points, dark side points, and use of light side powers. There are fans who are very familiar with the Saga system that argue that you could still use light side powers if you have dark side points, but only at a penalty.
So I would have to look into it, but from what I remember, if you have any dark side points, you lose access to all light side powers.
Well, it might be in the supplement for the campaign as opposed to the rules.
And that might be the case.
I don't mind not being up on every rule. I still have the power of education as well as I'm trying to run an empire here. I have several shows.
Don't listen to him, Aiden. He's trying to convince you to go dark.
No, seriously.
He's like, no, you won't lose your powers, man. Just a little minus. Just don't worry. First hit's free.
Yeah.
Pinky promise.
Yeah. Pinky swear.
Yeah. My fingers totally are not crossed.
Yeah. You can see Doug going off in the thing here. Woot! He's hitting my point. You can use force points to modify your light side powers. True. But I'm specifically talking about you gaining a dark side point and maybe not being able to lean on the light side point. Anyway, something to look into while we're dealing with our little reunion here. Finally, Merrick hits the casino. Everything has calmed down. Your ex-wife has bled out, has been sent away. And Rahal, you're left with a crime scene. Now, during this, something I didn't hit on was the casino owner came out with the winnings, made a big fuss over the lady and handed it off to her and all this stuff and barely stepped aside before, you know, Silas did his thing. And then he just jumped into the crowd, went running off to get security. Of course, he had fired a couple of guys and, you know, was a little shorthanded or whatever when they finally do show up, which they show up now. So it took them that long to get involved. Or maybe Silas caused a diversion. I mean, isn't it a little suspicious that there was no security on hand when this went down? Is this bad writing in the adventure that they didn't count for this? Is this me overhandedly driving a DM point that you guys might have or may not have picked up on?
He's in on it.
I picked up on it, but it's like, meh. It is what it is.
Oh, yeah, Joe, the whole fight is like, I'll wait for security. Where's security? About that security. You are security. Get in there. Come on. Show us those martial arts. I hear you're highly trained.
Yeah.
The guy with four arms says you're the man. If a guy with four arms hires you to guard him, a guy with four arms should be a martial arts nightmare. You know, Bruce Lee should be like, what? You know, that kind of thing when he fights him. And he hires you. And unfortunately, no one can hear the whining in your own language that I've had to endure from Joe through that little mask. But, you know, the system. In his defense, he didn't know he was getting into it. I'm like, I need you to play Star Wars. He's like, Star Wars, I'm in. And then I show him the book. He's like, what the hell is this? Oh, just, you'll find something you like. Get in here. I need you. So the casino, it's winding down. Is this time to make an exit, guys? Or is there any more snooping around you guys want to do? The band's all here. Hoser, you rejoin Rahal. Merrick shows up.
Oh, I am here. What needs shooting?
Late as usual.
I am sorry. I was taking care of contact.
Nah, it's all good, big guy. Fortunately, we had things under control here, and I give a little nod towards Vabesh.
Ah, Vabesh. He is competent. I like him.
Quite good, quite good. Surprisingly.
Surprisingly.
Well, hey, I don't know too many people that bring their fists to a blaster fight. But...
He's very competent at CQB.
Just tips the fedora in your direction. So I will relay the information that I got to Merrick about the slave transport and the command. And did we get a hangar? Location on Darga?
Yeah, you got a hangar bay.
Yeah, right.
4414.
And she said if we hurry, we can catch him.
Which I suspiciously think is a Smokey and the Bandit 2 reference, but that's just me.
You never know. Yeah, so it's going to be like, all right, load up, guys, you know, get on the comms, get everybody who's available. Let's rendezvous, pick a point, not at the hangar bay, just outside so we can meet up and then head in as a force.
Okay. So did you want to head back to your ship for anything or to the hotel room for anything and then meet outside the hangar bay?
You know what? Maybe. Let's take a look at some wounds too, actually, because I think we're a bit beat up.
Mm.
Just a little.
And none of us have had our daily med pack, so that's something that can be done.
Yeah.
I'm totally good. Well, so not totally good.
So the first rendezvous point, you guys are heading back to the hotel room, right?
Yeah, hotel room.
Okay. You guys go to the hotel room.
Unless our ship is closer to where we're headed.
No, the hotel room.
Okay, yeah. So hotel room.
Because there's the casino, the VIP hotel, and then there's the landing platforms like out there that Merrick just kind of came out from, so... So heading back to the Royal Bespin Hotel, as it were. Rahal, you have a little trouble with your card at the door. Like someone's locked it internally.
Oh.
The tap won't work. You have to insert and put in your PIN, you know, tap purchasing, tap, just hit it, you know. You got to verify. Then it sends a code.
Lose code?
Yep, then it sends a code that it wants you to relay through your comm. Then it asks you your galactic birthday and all this crap. Like it's been reset.
Please input the 6-digit PIN that we are going to send you via comms.
Exactly. You know, it takes you right through it to, like, you know. So you go through all this and you're waiting outside the door. And by the time you get this done, you're fighting with it. Everyone slowly shows up from, you know, where they were, if they ran off or hung back, you know. Poser.
Yes.
Did you want to hang back and do anything before you meet up at the hotel room?
No, I would have exited with the rest of the crowd and then kind of stayed off from the group and then, you know, circled back to the hotel room with everyone else.
Okay.
Just, you know, listening in through comms. Really quickly, I actually found what they were talking about in the rules.
Yep.
So if you have a dark side score of 1 or higher, you cannot use a force point to modify or use the force check when activating a force power with the light side descriptor.
Oh, okay.
So
see that?
I completely read that wrong because I remember reading that and it's saying you cannot use the light side force powers. That's what I was like.
Okay. See, because this
so
is
you just can't juice them.
Yeah. In the chat.
You can't juice them to hit a higher DC. You can still juice them to get the extra effect. Oh.
Yeah, so the using a to hit.
Right, like so it's only on the activation. So, like, you can't add a force point to you, use the force roll.
Yeah, but see, and force powers, though, the to hit roll is what usually gets bigger damage and some other, like, higher
damage. Oh,
like,
the damage gets stupid if you hit high, use the force numbers.
Yep, okay. So, anyway, a shout out to
Squishing like, skulls to, like to lemons.
Really, you know, like I keep mentioning patrons, they just happen to be the ones that talk to us. Any fan that has reached out to us via email, found me on Facebook, and talked to me through Messenger, whatever, we appreciate anyone reaching out and giving us a heads up, what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show, your concerns, you know, anything like that. We're here to talk to you guys. You know, we're pretty friendly dudes. These guys are pretty friendly, you know.
For yourself. I hate everybody.
He's not joking.
I know. He sounds like Markiplier when he does that. Right? I hate everyone. What's going on? He's just one pink mustache away from having your own YouTube channel. So, there you are at the door, and you're having a little trouble getting in. Okay.
By gotta the time wiggle the key a bit, so to speak.
You gotta wiggle the key. You gotta give your birthday.
Blow
you gotta,
it. Just go.
You gotta wait for the text and the code. You know what I mean? So everyone starts stacking on this door. Everyone. Poser, Merrick, Vibash.
Five thermal detonators bounce at your feet.
Yeah. No.
I will get passcode. Trust me. I am good at this. I work for tech support.
You open the door and not oil, but like an oily steam just ushers out the door in this pow. And when it clears, the scene before you can only be rivaled by a poker dog play painting of dogs playing poker. You see five astromech droids, all of different makes and models, all around some kind of sabacc table mixed up. You see a makeshift portable pole with a protocol droid spinning on it, entertaining them, and they are mid-sabacc game, and you've got R4 in the middle with one of those little green visors on, all this type of thing, and the door opens and they all just...
Death stick hanging out one of his side ports.
Yep, the whole bit. And they all just freeze and look at the door with you guys. Right. Anyway, the droids. Does anyone speak binary?
I speak binary.
So the droids start going off. Right. No meat bags allowed. Droids only. No meat bags allowed in this game. You know, all this. If binary could have an accent, right? You've got the New York binary. You've got the Chicago binary. You got, you know, the kind of thing.
You got some explaining to do.
At that, the new relationship that is obviously like, you know, cheese it, my master's here, right? That kind of thing. Cheese it, my master's here, right?
It's the fuzz.
They just, you know, have you ever seen an astromech droid which is tilted back on the forward leg, like do a circle? Yeah, it looks like they're. It looks like they're flailing in a fire. Like you ever see them do a tight circle in that round, like at R2? It just looks like they're flailing
with like the R2-D2 scream.
Yeah, and a little pop-out hand pictures.
Wow!
Yep, they start scooping up chips and flying around the room and just burst through you like a crowd of children at your hips and flail in every direction. One just like rocket pack, you know, like the boosters that come out the side of legs, smash out your freaking front window, psh, gone, that type of thing, right? The dancing protocol droid goes all creepy movie spider and flips over backwards and just starts, you know, dejointing all the, and just kind of crawls out the window like a freaking spider, gone. And you're just left with a mess of everything you need to play sabacc in a mess without actual currency because they took it all. What do you do?
Bro, I don't think you're getting your deposit back.
Joke's on them. This ain't my room. Right. R4, you'd best be giving my slice of that take. And trust me, I'm telling Dr. Leth about your behavior here. Anyhow, back to business. And I'm going to take some time.
Oh,
and
no, he pulls you aside. He says, before we tell my actual master, I was thinking of a generous cut for you. Shall we say 18% of my total winnings and the promise of an upgrade before I'm returned to my master?
I'll give you the upgrade. It's the least I can do for your master for letting me use your services. As for the percentage, I want half.
Just the R4 thing starts free. First time you've ever seen R4 ever lose his cool. He fucking freaks out, does a circle, and then comes back and then like leans forward, drops out the first leg, so he's just on two, and he's like 25. And I'll pay for the upgrade myself.
Seems fair. Tough negotiator. Give him a little robot fist bump.
Okay.
Seal the deal.
All right. He gives you 450 credits. Funny enough. And life comes full circle, so I don't get blamed as a DM who's just freaking mean to rob a player of credits. They're still in the party. It's not Merrick's money, but it's still party money. There you go. And I get upgrade. And we'll actually talk to Jay about possibly upgrading, because I'm tired of being a zero-level bot, you know? So when this droid gets upgraded, it can actually get a personality and get actual skills. And, you know, you guys might want to talk about with Jay when we get his hands on him of, you know.
Some skill focus slicing.
Yeah, what might actually go into the, you know, the new R4?
So what do you mean get a personality? He has one.
Yeah.
Well, you could mind wipe
just
him.
Just a series of random glitches, really, at this point.
That's fair.
No, he wants
the whole
the
gambling rig. That's just because he's been hanging out with me for the
last few months. Made a list of upgrades, Master, and you can see like
secretly in the back of Hall's mind, he's got they grow up so fast. Yeah.
He ends the list, the data pad to Merrick of upgrades, and even makes up Merrick go, damn, rocket boots, and you know the full player package, you know, personality and all this kind of shit.
What is this? Spinner boosters?
Damn straight. So anyway.
Let's be pimping.
Yeah, first thing he wants, though, is he wants a new... he actually wants a voice modulation unit. You've never seen an R4 unit that does anything but beep and boop and speak binary. He actually wants a vocabulator built in, which may not be doable because of his main drive hardware software. May not be attemptable. But this is the Christmas list from an R4 that has served you all so faithfully. We'll see. Anyway, doors close in the hallway, and you guys are left to sort out that scene. Sometime later, after you have healed up, Matt, you were talking.
Yes, so I am going to slap some med packs on. I'll take 10 on those just to ensure success.
Good idea.
So that'd be an 18, which is a success plus 3. I don't know if I hit a higher threshold. I'm just checking now. So with a med pack. So I said, actually, that's a 20 because I'm using a med pack. Creature gains a number of hit points equal to its character level plus 1 for every point by which your check exceeds the DC. Oh, wow. So that's kind of huge when you're rolling in 5 higher.
So
character level. So everyone gets 10 hit points. Needs it?
Okay.
So who needs it? And I'll take off the med packs.
I was gonna say, how many med packs you guys got?
I have 5 of them on me.
All right.
Huzzah! I'll take 10.
Likewise.
Okay. Likewise.
Okay. And myself. So that's 4 of my 5 med packs cashed. Everybody gets 10 hit points. Joy.
Now, in case you hadn't figured it out, I've owned this hat for a while, but I rarely wear it. I wore it to give the illusion of R4, like the dome head, to sort of amplify being someone else. So I'm actually going to take this off now. So what do you guys want to do next?
Scene.
Yeah, and scene. What do you want to do now?
Chase Darga.
Kill a cat. No! Chase Targa, 4414. Beep, boop, beep. Oh, Rav, about your contact.
Yeah, right, how'd that go?
They're dead, I told you.
Yeah, no, I would hide something.
No, they are. Apparently, it looked like it was a spice deal. I came in after they had been confiscated by the authorities.
Oh, so the authorities is dead.
Yeah, I think they're authorities. They could have been shady businessmen as well, too. I don't know. I didn't ask questions.
Of course you didn't. Of course you
but
didn't.
But I did acquire two new droids.
Ooh, do tell, do tell. What kind of operating capabilities does they have?
Combat, jump jets. They were set to melee capabilities, which who would ever set droid to melee capabilities? But they will make for good spare parts.
I know, eh? Melee sucks. You've got to be out of your gear if you have anything to do with melee in this game. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Joe is just silently seething at me.
Well, good for you.
Good for us.
Wasn't a waste adventure.
No, it was not.
All right, check your weapons, boys. I think we're going to need to go in relatively hard for this. Stealthy at first, see what we can learn. But I'd really hate to let this opportunity slip past. We've been chasing Daga for a while now.
Well, we could shut down his hangar so he could not leave, perchance.
Ooh, sounds interesting. Do tell.
We'll leave the gate that was letting the vessel come in and come out is shut. It will neither come in nor come out. So, when we first breach, which I'm assuming we will do.
I get what you're saying.
Yes, I would make
But we may need to make a hasty exit ourselves.
Through the hangar, then we can have either R4 or myself take care of disabling the doors. To not make it permanent.
Yo, R4. Is that something you can take care of?
I'm on it, boss.
Okay.
He wanders off, mumbling something about, like, Cinderella, Cinderella, all I hear is Cinderella. Yeah, he goes, I guess I'll just leave and find a random spaceport to plug into and hack the system again. He just goes out the door. No appreciation.
Get on comms. Just let me know when you're in position, R4.
I hate to be the Merrick in this situation, but what is stopping them or us from just blasting through the hangar door?
We'll take time. These holes are designed to resist depressurization. That takes a little bit to get through, even by Merrick standards. But I like that you're starting to think like I am. Ha! Big hand on shoulder.
Everybody likes a little Merrick in them.
Don't think it's little.
Wait for it. Wait, no.
Only by perspective.
So, pack our gear up.
Rack it.
Out of the room.
Grab the case.
Okay.
And this behind.
Old man Zenon is on the ship on the Banshee with Captain O'Keefe. R4 has gone off to plug into the system somewhere on the down low. Right?
Yep.
And you all are headed for docking bay number 4414.
Yes.
Whilst traversing down to the docking bays, one must cross several catwalks and go in and out the city to get there on foot. And you find yourselves on a new map.
Da-da-da-da, where no combat happens.
There's no combat here. It's very nice. It's a nice map. It's a peaceful map.
So you're just reiterating. See? I'm just helping.
I'm just going to have a lovely little afternoon of you just moving some minis across a grid, you know.
Nothing ever happened.
Thank you again to Cheryl, who took a very bland black and white map and literally looked like it was suspending in the Cloud City around that red dust time. Because even gray is a color, like the subtle grays that are the catwalk. She's like, what color you want this? I'm like, I don't know, gray.
All 50 shades of it.
She humps at me, is like, tries to make, yeah. Oh, 50 shades. Oh, with the red. Maybe it's a red room. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have been that specific. Okay. So, as you emerge down on the bottom right. I will place your minis as you guys are, you know, making your way along. You got the Merrick and the Rahal and everybody down on the bottom right. What could possibly go wrong? I mean, what could possibly happen that would not be, you know, unexpected? No.
A stiff breeze.
Imperial Star Destroyer.
Those are all great suggestions. I'm making notes and they go on my random, you know, my random encounter. You know.
Oh, random encounter, Santa Christ.
Look, if Imperial Star Destroyer isn't on your random encounter table, you're doing something wrong as a GM. I'm just calling you out now.
Hey,
shush, Aiden. Shush.
Until we have
something to counter an Imperial Star Destroyer, it should not be at our random encounter table.
Dude, I have...
Destiny Point Jedi. Don't worry about it.
Move it to another sector.
Literally that, yes. Okay.
I will have you know.
So close to the sun.
I will have you know, I have Imperial Star Destroyer on every random encounter chart for every game we play, Pathfinder or otherwise, it's there.
Good. Super level, guess what? Star Destroyer.
That's right.
Grandma's house, Star Destroyer.
Yeah. Rise of the Rune Lord, Star Destroyer.
Star Destroyer, second Star Destroyer.
Yeah. Two Star Destroyers. Read it.
We're switching it up this week. He rolls. Oh, look at that. 0 to 99 on my chart. Star Destroyer. 100. Two Star Destroyers. Yay.
101. Don't question how that happens.
Yeah.
Two Star Destroyers. Darth Vader.
We're having a good time. So,
Yeah, but it's running away.
Yeah.
running away from what? You just talk amongst yourselves. What's going on out here? It's a beautiful day.
So, plan B, you hop on my back and we just fucking go.
Am I mistaken, or after like a million episodes, Merrick actually finally swore for the first time?
What? You have not been paying attention to these conversations.
No, seriously. I don't think I've ever heard Merrick. Ryan? Yeah, all the time. Aiden, every other sentence, but...
Yeah, no, Merrick,
Since he found no baby Jedi or baby Yoda in that crate in season one, went, this is bullshit! That's like, that was the
You're
biggest...
Right.
That's like the biggest thing.
Merrick's allowed one curse per season, and we still get to keep a PG-13 rating.
That's right. Okay, I'm down with that. I could see how that works.
Yeah, he's our moral compass.
We're doomed.
I think I actually have the most dark side points in this group.
It's you or Rahal.
Seems appropriate, yeah.
I'm the moral compass.
Dr. Left, 0. Zin, 0. Merrick, 2. Poser, 0.5, pending. Rahal, 3.
Oh, yep, it's beat me, Smithers. Just
somebody's
got
to make the hard decisions.
Yeah, you can't get to be captain around here without breaking a few...
Necks?
Eggs, yeah. I was going to say galactic egg.
That explains my two.
Yeah, I mean, that works, right? It's fine. That'll work fine. It'll work well. So, what do we got for you? Well, I'll tell you.
Fluffy kittens? A unicorn. Oh, sorry, wrong system.
I cannot select Rahal. It won't let me.
What forces is it that protects you from my
Oh my clips? God, giant stormtroopers! Ah!
Oh, shite.
They're bigger than Merrick.
It's a storm giant!
This isn't Dark Souls or Demon Souls.
Yeah, I don't know why these guys are...
ginormous?
So big!
Oh, you're so big!
Oh, well. We'll just have to
do the my armor's back on. Woohoo!
I believe the term is woot.
Check. Oh, it's an extra one to my AC, so I'll fucking dig it.
Yeah, you will.
Oh, that looks like a good old firing formation. All pointed straight at us.
You bet.
Yep. Who's measuring? Who's gray? Okay. No. It's coming from us. That's okay. I'm less offended if it's coming from our.
So guys. About that running.
Jetpack's got one round left in it, so.
What are the rules on jumping? Jump here and then book it.
You can yeet yourself in any direction you want.
Yeah, I don't remember acrobatics in this game.
Six stormtroopers in that classic white armor and four elite Bespin security guards and an Imperial officer. Do you remember our good friend Lieutenant Arandis?
Yep.
Came down in a shuttle?
Yep.
This is probably his contingent.
Not for long. I mean, sure it is.
Yep. Oh, hey. Pending how this works out, think kangaroo, rocket jump. I know where you're going with it.
Right. Well, I'm actually looking at it. The DC for a running long jump is equal to the distance cleared in meters multiplied by 3.
Okay.
So, for example, clearing a 3-meter wide, 2-square wide pit requires a successful DC 9 jump check.
Ooh, that's not terrible.
That's 3 wide, so that'd be, 4 meters, so 12?
So, Picture a round platform, the bottom right of the map, approximately 20 squares across. Heading to your left, or our proverbial west on the map, a thin catwalk about 3 squares wide that widens to almost 4 for a little while, then back to 3 and up some stairs, ending at the far side of the map on another giant circular platform. Coming off the top of that platform is another catwalk heading back towards the players, but it is a good 20 squares away from them as it heads back along. Gentlemen, to get to where you need to go, you need to get to the platform over here on the far side by going through these doors. Right here. Okay? Now, this is not an open platform. This is a roofed structure. So if you guys were going to jump it, you would land in front of the doors.
Okay. So we have to make the long run.
Yeah.
Is it at the same altitude as we are currently? Or is it like...
No, it's elevated.
Oh, twice. It's higher than us.
Yeah. So these guys have high ground. So it goes up like 2 squares, and then there's the platform, and then up another 2.
All right, so it's like 20 feet above us.
Yeah, like 4 squares up. And they're like looking down, shooting down kind of thing.
Okay.
So in that case, sorry, I guess they would actually have to hug the edge to see you. Because it just talks about, here we are. And 4 guards.
Here we are.
Anyway, starting with a little ambient music.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if I pull up the combat tracker... Hopefully.
It will not let me select my character.
Yeah, likewise.
Oh, you know why?
No.
I may have pulled the wrong...
Figurines?
They're called collectible miniatures.
Mean action figures? No!
Oh, I see. I've put everything on the wrong layer. Just gonna pause the recording.
Not sure what they mean.
Okay, and we're back. Okay, sorry, Ryan. So you had a question about your jet fuel.
Yeah, I have 1 round left after my last encounter.
Okay.
Now we spent about 40-ish, 50-ish minutes kind of everyone getting...
I'd say easy an hour.
An hour. In that time, would I have been able to refill my jetpack?
Do you have extra fuel? Like on the ship?
What is jet fuel?
Yeah, no, you'd have to go to like a proverbial station. So if you could make it to your ship, I could say, okay, she's got a tank.
Right.
You know what I mean? Otherwise, you just go shopping and it's like, I need some fuel for this. And you go, right?
Okay. So would it be feasible then for me to
make it to the ship? As long as the guys are willing to wait for you.
So in an hour's time.
Yeah, he had an hour, basically.
No, like you guys are doing all this stuff. Like I'm saying now 2 hours later because you have to wait for him to go get his fuel. Don't worry, the ambush waits for you. So I'm just saying, like, instead of you miss the entire fight because you went out for jet fuel.
I think it'd be worth it.
I think so. You only because Matt said, wait, you know, before we stumble into the next thing and go after Darga, let's make sure we're at our best. So if Merrick raises his hand, has to go pee in an hour for jet fuel, I'm sure you guys are just going to hang around.
Well, you know? If he is taking an hour for
and we had to take all our stuff to the ship anyways.
Yeah.
I will take an hour to meditate.
Sure. Meditate in a room?
Yep. Forced meditation allows me to gain back a certain set of hit points.
Sure.
Look up exactly how many.
So you have your hour of meditation. They empty the room. They take it back to the ship. You get some jet fuel.
Yeah.
Okay. And O'Keefe will just charge you for it. For the convenience, it's going to cost you 120% of the regular fuel cost because you're taking her supply and she don't really like you.
Oh, yeah, because we don't have our ship.
Yeah. So it was so convenient. Instead of making shopping, you'll pay, you know, through the nose. But we'll get back to that. So,
fair enough.
Finally. Okay, you should be able to move now. Give me some.
Yes, I can select my character.
Right. Now, I should be able to have you guys turns.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. So.
Combat Trekker! 22! That's like my best initiative roll ever.
Well, you rolled a nat 20, bro.
Yeah, I did.
29.
Shut up, poser.
I got a 17 on the dice.
I'm so jealous of your mad initiative.
Well, 18? I was just born this way, baby.
Plus 8 for the guards. Giving them natural 20. 28. So as usual, it's Poser, the bad guys, and then everybody else. Merrick.
Yes.
You have initiative, sir?
Yeah, I rolled an 18.
Okay. It didn't populate, so I'll put that in for you.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Oh, you have to select your mini. I forgot that one.
What's that?
You have to select your mini, then press the initiative button.
Yeah, no, it's all good. I'm just going to tell this to descend. So, round one. You guys step off, right? Now, you guys are running along here, okay? You see them come to the edge when they see you and you guys scurry up to this platform. Like there's no, you know what I mean? Like you see all kinds of people around and you guys are like heading down a platform and then there's people behind you. There's no civilians. And then when guards step forward and take firing positions, as you guys move up and go shit, maybe pull out your weapons. It's kind of an obvious trade. So no ambush as I promised, you know, just boof round one, you know, they move up into firing positions, pull weapons. You guys are there, right? So place yourself anywhere within that square pad that you wish to be.
Yeah, Rahal's behind everybody else.
Yeah.
What? Right up front.
Poser?
Likewise. I should be closer up here.
Okay.
So Rahal will take up position behind Merrick.
Okay. So you see this coming down on you, and you guys all cram to the forward part of the square, and then we start initiative in earnest. Poser, round one, what do you do? The bad guys are on deck.
Okay. I
Ryan, you're allowed to say stuff as a player. If it's not coming from me.
I'm just saying, I will probably be going somewhere. If you're looking for a lift, I'm not opposed to giving you a free lift somewhere.
especially a bud that has initiative and clamor on, right?
Just well, saying. if that's the case, and I'm going to hop on his back and pull out the whatever blaster Dr. Leth had loaned me, and I never actually gave it back.
Oh, if only you could dual wield. We could be like General Grievous, but with guns.
Probably not a great idea. Yes. So, action, hop on his... Well, action, draw weapon in one hand. I have my case in the other. I kind of wrap around Merrick's torso.
Okay, you're about to go over a million miles worth of droppage. You need four appendages to cling to a rocket guy, or one strength check later, and you're going to plummet. I'll tell you that straight up. So it's awesome free mobility or weapons out. But if you do both, what's the system like? -5, -10? You sure you want to take that chance of sliding off?
Okay. Weapons stored. Case on the back.
Okay.
As we're walking up, actually, if I see the ambush, I would have dropped the case and just slung the axe on the back.
That okay. Strap. Yep.
And four appendages. Bear hugging him.
Okay. There's a problem I foresee. No one sees this. Picture Boba Fett, the Mandalorian. Okay, the nozzles are like just above his hips.
And oh, you're hugging him from the front.
Oh, of course,
sexy.
Of course, I hope Merrick remembers the song that he should sing. Okay, off you go.
I've only flown people on a few occasions.
Yeah.
And the song has always been the same.
Okay, so...
Yeah, and he caught me all damsels in distress style last time, so...
All right. So, Poser, you jump on to Merrick.
Yep.
Okay, can
and
I...
And tilt the head to the side to keep the cone out of his field of view.
Just, Poser, what are you doing?
Just lay your chin on his shoulder, gently, just cuddle right in there.
Let's remember the height disparity.
Okay, so you guys are a cluster of dudes, right? Put your mini right on top of them.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Oh, it gets better, okay?
Best game in the world, guys. Best game in the world.
Yep. This is where we are, and the bad guys all open fire. Like,
fine.
Poser should get good cover now.
Yeah.
Not wrong.
It's because it's like 22 squares, 20 squares. Like, these guys have rifles that have like a 40 square point blank. You know what I mean? Like, you guys are just set up in a little kill box. Even our, like, within 32 squares, even the furthest guy away has 37, 36. Like, you guys stepped forward into our short range, like into our point blank. Not even short range.
Point blank is 30 for a rifle, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm just looking at my chart here. Sorry. What was I thinking of? Oh, the heavy weapons, right. Sorry.
Yeah, which is 50.
Right. So have I got anybody within 30? You guys are all in the first range increment. Well, that'd be easy to remember. Right. So the stormtroopers all have you point blank. 26.
And
as long as I shoot at the front guy.
And everyone but Vesh and Merrick have cover.
Okay. So let's start with our point blank crew. The first four. Keep modifying, right? The first four.
I believe you call that a firing squad, Jeff.
Yes, sir. Now I'm going to try and do this on mass. So I'm going to pull four 20s, right? They're going to total, but just ignore it. You're looking at a 7, a 12, a 6, and a 2. Because stormtroopers are awesome. Yeah, blaster rifles.
Although I'm sure they've got bonuses.
Yeah, but...
plus stormtrooper.
Four. So it's like 6, 10, 16.
They are stormtroopers.
16.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys just start lighting you up across the platform like any Star Wars. Everyone looks at the camera and starts, "We should talk frantically. Yes, we should." And all the blaster bolts are flying around. "Any moment now. Yes, we should hanker down. Should we hang over there? No, I want to hanker alone. Let's hanker together. Okay." And they traverse like, you know, tons of time as all the blasters just pew, 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 pew. All kinds of crazy, crazy, crazy blasters. Oh,
it's amazing for cinematography, though.
Oh, yes, but when you, would you know.
Everything else sucks, but cinematography, A++.
Yeah, got a little sound effects here.
Pew, pew, pew.
All kinds of stuff going on. All right, so During all this crap.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys can't hear this, but I actually have a barrage of energy weapons going off now. So.
I hear it in the...
And we're all matrixing around them.
We're trying, but the bolts are actually going around us.
This is pretty good shit, man. Like, shout out to good old Tabletop Audio for all of our free audio needs. No subscription. I love these guys. I love this guy. Sorry, Russell. So, that's... As I was saying, the first four guys shoot Nada. The guys in the back have to take a negative two. So we've got,
Maybe that 17 could hit me.
Yeah, but he only uses the first two.
But out of a plus four, I have a negative two. So,
It's
only like 19.
Nope, that doesn't hit.
Is our best hit. Now we have our Imperial officer. Who hopefully has, you know, like some sort of idea. Let's talk about born leader, coordinate, and trust while I flail away.
Should have been done first. Should have been done first.
Well, I'm going to keep the action going. So Waleen's looking this up as these guys are, they just open fire and then they're going to start actually like using tactics. Now, my security guys, on the other hand, well, that's a whole other ball of wax. I have four elite security team Bespin members that actually have a much better plus five. Ha ha. A two, a natural 20, a two and a 17. So that's the bad news. The good news is these guys only have pistols. So they max out range at like 20 squares. So with my 19, really only the natural 20 hits. Okay. And they are lighting you guys up. Now, because Poser literally jumped out of Rahal's way, we're going to say Merrick and Poser is 1-2, Rahal is 3-4, and Vibesh is 5-6. And I'm going to roll a d6 and to see where that, you know, proverbial shot landed. 5-6. Vibesh takes one for the team. Dude.
Well, it does make sense because he is like literally standing like there. He's the first guy.
You take 3d6 damage and it's crit. So it's actually, I can't remember this game. Is it doubled or double?
Double.
We just double it.
Fairly certain that's what we
Yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, just 20, take the damage.
22, sir.
Just a flesh wound.
Yeah.
Don't shake your head, Joe. You're showing a sign that you hurt. It's okay. Don't need your gallbladder anyways.
It was a crit.
Yeah. It was a mighty strike.
Yeah. I think he's liking this combat less and less.
Oh, and also, what's your threshold?
Yeah, I already went down one.
Yeah, that's a...
Oh. Anybody would.
So you're...
Nobody has a threshold of 22.
Yeah, really.
So...
One down, we get a strike.
Very quick thing before anybody else takes their action. It is a full round action to run, and you can move up to 4 times your normal speed in a straight line, or 3 times if wearing heavy armor, carrying a heavy load.
4 times, okay, thank you.
Yes.
Now, something we forgot about here is, I'm pulling up Joe's sheet. He has taken his condition modifier right on his sheet down from normal, -1. Okay, it should do the rolls for you. You guys shouldn't have to, like, on air, we've just been talking about, oh, and a -1, right? The sheet should calculate that for you. So Joe's actually brought himself down the condition chart on his character sheet, and it should take care of the rolls.
Yeah, it'll automatically factor it into the rolls.
Because we were doing it, like, on air, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, there's an app for that, right? Moving on.
It's right beside your hit point, so it's kind of easy.
Well, I don't have a character sheet in front of me as a DM, so I've been negligent. Vibesh, it is your turn, and Rahal is on deck.
Okay, so for... give me 1 second here. For second wind, when am I allowed to do that? How many times?
Per day.
Okay, that's done. All right, I will run.
Actually, I thought it was per encounter.
Nope, it's per day. Yeah. Oh. We've had this discussion before.
This is reminding me of Mummy's Mask.
Or again, Joe gets his butt whooped. Wonders why he shows up to play.
Yeah. Well, when you get to roll 6 d20s, or sorry, 8 d20s, you're going to crit every time. Sorry, yeah. Jeff. It's masked.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Why? I know you're waiting for us to start Age of Ashes again, where you can shine as supreme once more.
No, this is just masked. Like, yeah. He lost. So, but I'll still continue. I will run.
We'll dwindle.
I will run. So how many squares can I run?
You're moving to 6, so you could do like a double move for 12.
No, you can run for 4.
Oh, 4. Yeah.
Okay. So that's 24. 24 squares.
In a straight line. So you can get to the staircase.
Hey, but at least you're not not restricted by.
There we go. Straight run. Rah! Battle cry.
There you go.
I am done.
Awesome. Okay. Next we have Rahal.
Alright. I'm gonna move a single movement down. So is there like a wall or something I can take partial cover off on the corner?
No. There's like the proverbial rail, but it's not like there's no cover here.
Okay.
There's the proverbial guide rope or whatever, but it's one of those, oh, what gorgeous vistas, and there's like, you know, the knee-high glass thing, or like the little, it's like nothing.
Where's the measure tool? How do you do that?
Third one from the top, fourth one from the top.
Now, we have cover from you because we're elevated and we take a knee. We're using the lip. Ha-ha! You guys?
That doesn't matter, man. That guy's within my range.
Oh, no, not the, I meant the stormtroopers that are across the pan.
I just wanted to make sure. Okay. So within 30 squares is within the point blank for my heavy blaster pistol?
No, pistol's 20. Rifle's 30.
Heavy blaster pistol?
Any pistol. If it says pistol, it's 20, sorry.
Okay. So he's outside, so that's a negative 2.
Mm-hmm. The heavy does, it changes your damage from D6s to D8s. There's good news there. Gotta look at the silver lining, Rahal.
Come on, baby. 18. Does that hit?
You're shooting at one of the security elite guards?
Yeah, I'm pinging him right now.
Yes.
Sweet. So 14 damage.
On the lead guy.
Okay.
He takes a hit and he makes a big grunt and he looks badly hurt. But no, he's still standing. They are elite.
Elite. And that's my turn.
Okay. I mean, he's not. he might be thinking about that pension, if you know what I'm saying, pretty soon. But okay. Next we have Merrick is up to end the round.
Okay. I fire up my jump jet. Not jump jet, jet. I move up 4, go forward by 2.
Okay, let's talk about weight and lifting and fuel consumption.
Okay.
This thing has been modified to take your bulk, right? And we could say that once you launch, you know, like, it's just in-game mechanic. They don't really get in the fussy that you're larger or all that kind of thing. There's just a huge burst to get you in the air, and they've just turned it into 10 rounds of fuel. Mm-hmm. To carry a person. There's no real game mechanic that I've seen for like load bearing. So what I'm going to do is say basically 2 people.
Okay? Yeah, actually it's 180 kilograms.
That he can lift?
Yep.
Or it can lift and he has to be included.
Yeah, it can lift and he has to be included. So between the two of them, as long as they're less than 180 kilograms.
Okay. So for you Americans out there, that's easily 300, like almost 400 pounds.
It's like 350.
Yeah. Well, at least 360. It's double, or it's at least double. It's 2.2, right? So.
Yeah. What? 180 kilograms?
Yeah.
400 pounds, pretty much on the dot.
That's what I said.
No, I believe you. I just needed to check it from my uneducated American.
That was the passive slap for Matt, who's been, I can barely juggle one backseat DM. Now I got two. Matt's been very aggressive with my... Anyway, it's fine. I've invited this upon myself. 400 pounds. So how much does Poser
403.2
weigh? How much do you guys weigh? How much does all your gear weigh? Like, is this stuff tracked?
Exactly. Yeah, it is like, actually tracked on your sheet. You should have a...
But Merrick is huge. Like, I'm thinking the guy's got to be 300.
He has a weight, for sure.
Yeah, currently I'm like at 42.25 something.
I mean your physical weight as a person. You're huge.
Oh, then you have to use the square cube law.
What?
You want to know his weight. I give you a dimensions, but then you have to use the square cube law to calculate his actual weight.
Or when you invented the guy, like, I think he's like 300 pounds. So that would be easy.
No, I did not have a weight in mind when he weighs this much. He's big. I don't know.
How much does a Wookiee weigh?
How much does the mountain weigh?
Really?
Google that guy. He weighs that much.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, here we go.
And from now on, he uses twice his fuel just to wave goodbye at Poser on the ground. Be careful what we wish for.
Okay, so...
Anyway, do the move, and while we're calculating this as well, I'm just thinking about, is it possible...
Dude, no, you don't weigh as much as the mountain.
How much does he weigh?
You don't.
Okay. He does.
Oh, he 425 does. Pounds.
Yeah. So he's had to modify his own jetpack, because remember what we talked about when he asked for it?
That's too damn big.
No, you've got to modify your jetpack, right?
Yeah, modified for Merrick.
Your jetpack. So your jetpack is not stock; it's modified. It has extra power and all that crap just for you.
Right.
And we'll put money into it, or we have, or whatever, just so that this big pack with, like, let's see, it's got the two extra little nozzles on the corners, and then there's the two main nozzles. You got a little four-pack of nozzles all tight.
Why do you think I took those droid bodies?
Yeah, to lift your... No. I mean today. I mean, forever. Like, it's, you know, otherwise we'd have to, like, redo every combat. No. So it's a big pack, right?
Oh, yeah. She throws out the BTUs.
Okay. So let's say modified, if it can lift 180... I'll give it another 50%. So basically half of 180 is 90. So we're talking 270 kilos. How much is that in pounds?
It is about 600.
Right. There you go. You have a 600-pound load, and you are like over 400 of it. So as long as you're not lifting a 200-pound guy to cap it, Poser's not 200.
No.
You're all right.
No.
Happy you're skinny.
Yeah, I mean, I base him off me, who is tall and lanky. Sitting at 120.
Now
myself.
We've cleared the first hurdle of, can it be done? Yeah. You know, because there's always that, you could try and then you roll, but there's some things in math with load bearing, whatever. You just got to figure it out. It becomes a yes or no. So now that
I'd say, as far as mechanics go, there is an option that he can juice his pack for extra speed or movement or whatever.
And burn fuel.
And burn fuel.
Right.
We've gone over that in previous games. I'd say in order for him to do this, he'd need to juice it for sure.
Well, this is what I was saying. This is how he always opens up his back seat. It's like, you know what I do, Jeff? Well, I was in the middle of explaining what I would do. It was actually the same thing. But I'm glad we're on the same page, darling. Yeah. So basically, two dudes, not exactly twice as much. I'm not going to say like two burns. But again, you got to be rocking the 150%. So I will give you like six... rounds instead of 10. Yeah. 6 or 7, you know what I mean?
Yeah, burning an extra half, you're saying.
Yeah, but you're not going to have Poser all the time. You're going to drop them off.
That is correct.
So we'll say that because you're launching, you know, that cost is going to be up front.
Sure.
So what is your movement with your pack?
6 squares per move.
Where do you want to go?
4 up, 2 forward.
Okay, so you're in air.
And at level with these people.
Okay. So you're just putting yourself in the sky, so you got an even playing field.
That is correct.
And he's clinging to you.
Yes.
Okay. I will tell you that if you don't land at the end of your turn, he has to start making strength checks just to hang on to you, because you are not just carrying him safely, gently like a dolphin in a helicopter. You're in a freaking battle, baby. There's blasters. You're wiggling around. You turn. He's got to hang on for dear life.
Yeah, that's cool.
So if you're gonna hover, there might be problems for Poser.
I am 100% okay with that.
Okay. Problem for
Merrick. Squid. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, too bad you couldn't actually like grip with Forest Grip. Like, he becomes sticky like some kind of iguana or something, right? All right. So let's just assume.
I don't know. He did learn some force powers from Swamp Guy, so who knows?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Merrick, place your guy where you want him, dude.
Done.
So you're just in the air, and you've just moved up. And
I went up by four.
Okay, so you're still forward. Over the platform, but you're close to the edge. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a move, and I'm assuming you have a standard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me a...
Now, bringing your arms together, two hands needed for a rifle, there's a guy in the way. So you got to shoot your rifle one-handed.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a penalty for that.
That's fair.
Just negative two. Like, just your standard rules.
That's cool. No debates. That's cool.
Yeah.
I am just seeing... All right. So pray and spray. Lots of DACA in the air. My standard MO.
Yes.
I will use my my cool feats, which allow me to do auto fire sweep, which allows me to turn into a clonal fire.
That is pretty cool.
It's freaking amazing. And these three stormtroopers that are closest to me.
Yes.
Are my chosen three disciples to receive the DACA.
The chosen three.
Yes.
Okay.
It is for the greater good.
Spray
the
away,
greater
sir.
Greater good.
One of us.
Yeah. And one hand. So you said that I take a minus two?
Yeah, right? I'm sure there's something more legal, but off the top of my head, just so I'm not like, you know.
Yeah, no, that's cool. So I also get a +1 because point blank, so I'm only getting a -1.
Now, point blank on the chart here has no penalty. It's not D&D, so unless you have a feat or something that gives you a bonus, like the point blank shot feat. Do you have that feat?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because if you have the feat, that's what you give the bonus. Like, just having a point blank shot in the range just means no penalty with a gun. Because when I say point blank, it doesn't mean... You know,
yes,
+1 for everybody.
Feet, you have the feet point blank shot, correct?
Yes, I do.
Plus yeah, so attack, get, plus so one damage. Gets the plus. Yeah.
Okay, we're fine.
Yeah. Yes. Shoo. Set that up. Boom. Only getting a -1 to attack. Oh, wait. Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Submitto. On the dice. 15 to hit.
And you're going to spray stormtroopers.
The three closest to me on the higher platform.
Missed it. So close. You want to use a force point?
Sure.
Burn a force point, please. How many you got left?
After this, three.
Okay. Burn. Roll a d6.
We'll be dundle. Nice. D6.
Call it luck. Call it karma. Call it the DM giving you the nudge wink. But like I said before, if you guys have a... If you think about it, you know, I'll give you a gentle reminder if you're within three. Turn a near spray miss into direct hits as you shower them with your...
Love.
Golden rain? What?
No. Oh, Jesus.
Stop that. No. Stop. No. Stop that.
Splek.
Who changed his blaster bolts go from red to gold? Oh, my God. Who the hell did that? It's terrible.
17 points of love, everybody.
17 Ooh. Points of love.
Yes.
Merrick love.
Yes.
Merrick on the opening salvo.
So you know it's got substance.
Opening salvo. Merrick drops the first three stormtroopers right out of the gate. Just freaking drops them.
And this is why I pay him the big bucks. Folks, golf clap.
Thank you, Raul. This is difficult, just so you know.
Poser, your turn. Can I have a strength check, please?
No.
Yep.
Use those tawny muscles of yours.
I'll roll for you.
I rolled it. It's a four.
There he goes. He slips off. Ah! Okay, so you're falling. But don't worry, you have time. It's a very long fall. So what do you want to do in the first 6 seconds of your slip off? Anyway, he pulls out his thing, no problem, you know, and just lines up a shot, turns his body, puts the shoulder out to line up the shot, right? And a gust of wind kind of picks up. And he's also piloting, like he's floating and hovering. And there's just enough slippage or whatever. And this big lanky guy, you know, hanging on to like Master Chief there. And whoop, yep, there you go.
Okay.
I'll let you have a reflex save. Oh, yeah, there's no reflex save in this. Well, you fall. You have force powers. I'm sure you can do something about it.
We're still over the platform. I fall, what is that?
44? Four squares.
Four squares, which is what, 20 feet?
I know, but you ever like fall in bed, catch yourself? I wanted to make this big thing, and I was like, oh no, he's just lying there. Okay. Falling four squares is 2d6, because it's like d6 every two squares.
I think so. I know that's what it is in Pathfinder. I actually don't know about.
Well, you talked about falling damage and dropping objects.
Yeah.
So what's a medium sized object that's hurled four squares? That would be your damage, because you just hit a flat surface. As opposed to you being the receiving end and rock hitting you.
Hey, a reflex check to soften the landing?
Nope.
It'd be an acrobatics, if anything.
We'll get to that. First, let's talk about juicy damage for Poser.
Medium would be 2d6.
That's what I thought. So you will take 7 points of damage, but if you have acrobatics, maybe you can like hit the ground and roll off like they do on the mats. Take the inertia with you and roll up and slap the ground.
11.
No, sorry. I needed a little bit higher than that. So unfortunately, you do take 7 points.
Yep.
Because I think the DC at least it's like 15, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, DC 15.
That's what I figured.
Yep.
Some D20 games just post, copy, and paste certain aspects.
1d6 points of damage for every 3 meters fallen?
No. Two squares.
No, I'm just reading right here from Star Wars Sega Edition Fandom.
It says what?
When a creature, droid, object, or vehicle falls, make an attack roll versus fortitude defense. If the attack succeeds, the target takes 1d6 points of damage for every 3 meters fallen to a maximum of 20d6 damage. If the attack fails, the target only takes half damage.
One square is 3 meters, so he would take 4d6. But
no,
I gotta hit him.
Two squares is 3 meters.
Oh, really? Okay, so we're right on the damage, but I gotta hit your fortitude save. What's the attack bonus?
Make an attack roll 1d20 plus 20 versus the fort.
Okay.
Do you get a hit?
No, but you know that's cool because like you get to do the suit, like you get really beefy characters that could actually go, oh, I took it. You know what I mean? That's really cool. I'm glad. 39. Oh look, the DM is rolling 39s against our force user. Isn't that a switch? Eh? Oh, I'm liking this. Thank you.
No. Use it. Burn it. Burn them up here.
Yeah, honestly, that's fair. Okay, I eat 7 points of damage. I believe that means I'm flat on my face.
Yep. Now, you didn't take any actions. That's just me doing stuff to you, so
fair.
You're down. What do you want to do?
All right, standard action. So, my face is down. Cone head pivots up.
Oh, no, you're on your back.
Oh, I'm on my back.
Well, you actually land on your feet like a cat, and you can fall either way.
Oh, but I figured it was like Pathfinder, where if you take fall damage, you're prone automatically.
Well, you tried to roll away, so I could say since you were rolling but screwed up the actual landing, you can be up or down, your choice, but you're still prone.
Face plant. I love
it. Okay.
Conehead Pip is up. I'm going to yell at the Imperial officer. Your mother was a Womp Rat and your father was a Jawa.
Standard procedure.
Standard procedure. I'm going to... Which is very odd. I'm going to use Adept Negotiator. And because he can see me and hear me, I get to make a check against his will defense to drop him down the condition track. 20.
Who are you yelling at? The Imperial officer?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Against my will.
Against your will defense. If it equals or succeeds, he has dropped one down the condition track.
Oh my god. Would you like to use a force point to guarantee that? This guy's got a pre... Now, when I say within three, people are like, Jeff, why would you do that? I mean three below. I could have 17, 18, 19, I'm bluffing him. Or, on the other side, to help Ryan, who only missed it by one. If he misses it by three, and a force point could correct that, You know what I'm saying? That way it makes it fair. I'm not just coaching you guys going, roll force point Q now.
You know what? I got him to burn. I'm a burn one.
Okay.
That's a five.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. But are you guys following that logic? Because otherwise
it
would sound...
Yeah, using force point.
50-50, Jeff. We got it.
Yeah, yeah. It's, otherwise it sounds like I'm coaching you when to use them, and that's bad.
No. No, that makes sense. No, I can't naturally bump up force points more. I believe I have to take a feat for that.
So with a 25, I crumble to your will. I move down one on the track.
Yep.
Okay.
Now it takes a negative one on everything.
Ooh.
And
wow.
Then as a move action, I'm going to crawl 5 feet or one square. Staying prone. Because that increases my defenses.
Okay. And that's you?
Yep, that's me.
All right. The bad guys. So let's talk about what have we learned in the wonderful world of coordinated attack. What have we learned about born leader, coordinate, and trust? Well, we know coordinated attack is like a volley. I have guys doing like a DC, like eight other kind of thing, and it's one... Like a salvo, right?
Okay, so born leader. Once per encounter is a swift action, you grant all allies within your line of sight a +1 insight bonus on attack rolls. This effect lasts for as long as they remain within line of sight of you.
Okay.
Coordinate, a noble with this talent, has a knack for getting people to work together. When you use this talent as standard action, all allies within your line of sight grant an additional +1 bonus when they use the aid another action until the start of your next turn.
Okay.
And then what was the last one? Trust.
Trust.
Okay. You can give up your standard action to give one ally within your line of sight an extra standard action or move action on his next turn to do with as he pleases.
Okay. So, out of the gate, our Imperial leader sees that you drop three guys and he backs up from the aerial assault and, like, turns... 90 degrees, so that not only am I, because these guys are my allies, I try to encompass everyone into my line of sight and start shouting orders, you know, at the guard as well as my own stormtroopers, because we're in cahoots. Okay, giving them ye old +1, and that's my standard action instead of firing, right?
No, so it's a swift action for the +1 to attack. And then the standard is a +1 when they use aid another.
Oh,
so
okay.
if one of them tries to aid another with the, you know, by shooting for like a tracer line,
yeah,
they get a +1
now,
to that.
That's what's under coordinate. Like coordinate attack is that doing the tracer
is
thing?
Is the aiding? Yes.
Yeah. So that's what we're gonna do. So, because we're spending so much time and it looks bad that I'm asking these questions, I'm going to use my dice and just go with the rolls here. 3, 18, 2. 2, 13, 9. The last guy, 10. So, the best thing I've got there with our pluses is I'm looking at like 15 tops. So anybody... Like, you guys are all above 15 with your reflex.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Even if you're, like, close... If you're 14, Aiden, you're prone.
Well, I'm actually at 17 before prone, so...
Now, it doesn't up your reflex, remember? It just gives me penalties. So that way it can't be canceled. Remember that?
Yep.
Sir... Okay.
So, the guard move forward to the edge position. They take a knee and they're lining up and they're shooting at Vivesh as well as down the line. You know, ready to receive the charge. They just kind of dig in, shooting at him and a little bit down the line at you guys. The Imperial officer, as I said, backs up and slides along, strafes along behind to give his guys some, you know, some... You could do it, right? The stormtroopers... see pretty much what's going on with Buddy and they try to spread out. So they cannot be caught. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And 1, 2, 3, 4. That's about as far as we... So they can't be caught in another cone of death. Not that that's really going to help us. And are shooting up at... Oh, I forgot the officer himself, because he's only doing a swift action. So they blow their eight another roll. So best I got is like two shots at 15, which isn't going to hit anyone. And that is us. Vavesh, you are up, Sir Rahal. You're on deck. What do you want to do?
Squares to the west to go in between the two.
Okay.
And then I will proceed to punch one of them.
Kung Fu!
Kung Fu, punchy, punchy.
I'll zoom in here and give you a tight shot on the punching that's ensuing.
I will in a sec, hold on. Tim, because now you were talking about Bruce Lee earlier, all I'm picturing is this bug dude running up and going, what the?
Oh yeah. I mean, is there any other is there any other way to go about this?
Does a 17 hit?
The guard? Yes.
Alright, for it'll be 15 damage total.
Okay. And who are you striking?
14. The one to the south.
Okay. Of me. Right.
So yeah, that'll be
unfortunately, not the guy that so and so shot at, but that's okay. He takes it like a champ, almost bowls over from the impact, and looks really like he should have made a different career choice. But he's still standing. And that moves us to Rahal. Merrick, you're on deck.
Ooh.
So I will. Take aim at the person I had shot before. I think it's this guy here. Oh, that didn't ping. Ping! Ping! Yeah, that guy.
Okay.
And I will fire upon him.
Now you got a negative two, or can you move up?
Oh, did actually, I'll move first, yeah. Does it get me in range, though? That's a good question.
The six squares get you within 20. Or yes. Something to think about in the long term. Now, also keep in mind that these guys have pistols. So if you keep them beyond range, they're beyond range. Like, they're taking negatives too as well.
Yeah, no. I'll skip on the negative myself. That was 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep. Okay. So move forward.
Okay.
And shoot! Ah, crap. I closed my character sheet like a moron.
Isn't that the worst?
Yep. Yep, it is. All right, here we go. Oh, and I get a plus one because I have point blank shot.
Yoo-hoo!
Bwa-ha-ha-ha. Oh, that's not going to hit. What? Attack of zero? How is that even possible?
Just the modifiers?
Condition chart?
Oh, I shouldn't be down on the condition chart. No, I'm not. How is it even possible?
How did you roll zero? He's unlearning the game. Stop him.
Yeah, no,
three on the dice.
Yeah, and
I mean, I'm not hitting. I'm not hitting, but...
No, but...
It should be 3 plus 5. It should have been an 8.
There's no negative in the math.
I don't know.
But it looks like there's a double plus...
Yeah, I see that.
Plus one? That might be why.
Anyways, 8 does not hit.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
All right. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. What does Merrick do?
What does he do? Well, that's highly unfortunate for stormtroopers. That's 29 squares. That's still within the range. I light him up.
New and exciting for us, or just more strafing?
Daka daka.
Oh, and the officer's going to be in that spread, too.
He is.
You remember the good old days before this feat, which you never knew which kind of bomb or grenade he was going to throw? Now it's just spray this and single feet pony that. I hope you guys level soon.
I do, see
something new. Maybe after this fight.
Oh, me too. My next level's a doozy.
Oh.
We'll see. We'll see.
Could be a Festivus for the rest of us. So, yes. Yeah, just straight up Daka in their general direction. Just...
Okay.
Bedouched. At boom. Shemito. Roll them bones. Attack of 14. You know what? Force point away, my
Do
friend.
It. Yeah, do it. Yeah.
I channel. For Merrick, channeling the force is like pooping.
Just for the record, what level are you guys right now? Fifth?
Yes.
Fifth.
Okay.
Shoo. Force point. Rolled it. We had a 14. I add 6 to that. Well, I add a d6.
Mm.
Meh. 15.
So 5 points of damage to everybody.
Just 5?
Unless a 15 hits.
Yeah, unless a 15 hits.
No. You want to use a force point?
I did.
Just to get 15?
Yes, I rolled a 1.
Sorry.
It's so a, no, don't be.
Half damage, rounding down.
Yeah, so that's 5.
Yeah. But you know what? With 3 stormtroopers left and the Imperial officer, those are good hits. They're getting shoot up.
Well, that was my intention going into this.
I was trying to do them harm.
And it happened. No, love.
Oh, love. Oh, sorry. I'm
trying to get the PG rating here, man.
Okay.
It's like Care Bears.
How is this anything like a Care Bear episode?
They shot tummy lasers, and don't you tell me it's anything else.
Okay. Well, it's a good thing it's sci-fi, because if we were playing fantasy, that would be tummy swords?
Tummy fireballs or tummy magic missiles.
That would totally kill our rating. All right, so with some big hits all around, the battle ensues. You guys are in the meat of it. I mean, you've got Poser lying on the ground, crawling around, shouting insults. Merrick is hovering like a floating turret. Half the stormtroopers are gone, and now he's seriously wounded the other half of that squad. Vibesh is in the middle, kung-fuing, mixing it all up. And Rahal is making his way, doing that lone... Pshoo, just walking up the thing, you know, just straggling along. And we will see you next time on We Shot First.